Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 29. Anna, A-N-A, Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-Z. Anna Valdez is a 41-year-old woman. She reports she was involved in a work-related motor vehicle accident on 8-25-21. Apparently, she was the restrained driver of a car hit by a truck. Her body was jolted to the side. Apparently, she believed she injured her right shoulder and neck, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period, she denies undergoing an MRI or injections. Period, she completed a course of active treatment on 11-4-21. Period, in paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Valdez alleged injuries to the neck and right shoulder as a result of this accident. Period, treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 8-25-21, with an injury to the neck, comma, spine, comma, right shoulder. Period, she was driving in the fast lane, and the truck was in the middle lane. Period, the truck tried to merge over to the left and hit her back seat door. Period. She is taking ibuprofen, but had not worked since the injury. Period. She was operating a sports utility vehicle at the time, moving slowly, period. She underwent cervical spine x-rays to be inserted here, period. After physical exam, she was diagnosed with strain of the neck muscle and was being on medication and physical therapy, period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period, she continued to be monitored through 10-1-21, period. Her symptoms had improved and she was working light duty, period. She was at functional goal and deemed to be ready for discharge, period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper normal, shoulders. She had an equivocally positive O'Brien's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal, spine, cervical. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but flexion and bilateral rotation elicited tenderness. Period, she was tender on the right suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The rest of that section is normal. Thoracic, she was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. And the rest of that is normal. In the lumbar, we'll use the SLR deferred macro impressions. 9-25-21, Anna Valdez was involved in a work-connected motor vehicle collision. Apparently, she was seen at Concentra the same day and underwent cervical spine x-rays. That showed no acute abnormalities. Apparently, she was diagnosed with an acute cervical strain and initiated on conservative care. Apparently, this involved anti-inflammatories, comma, therapy, comma, and activity modifications. Apparently, she was followed through 10-1-21 and was deemed functional. Period. The paragraph, the current exam showed minimal abnormalities. These included tenderness of the right suboccipital and interscapular musculature, semicolon, tenderness with range of motion about the cervical spine, semicolon, and an equivocal O'Brien's maneuver on the right. However, other provocative maneuvers of the shoulder were negative. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability with shrivel to the neck or right shoulder. Period, end.